Hatching a Theory, Level B1. Humans may dominate the planet, but future generations will know us by a very different kind of bone, one we've dramatically engineered, by Hannah Osborne. Just as dinosaurs characterised the Cretaceous period, which ended with their extinction 66 million years ago, and mammals made up the Holocene, which extends to the present day, many scientists believe we need to designate a new geologic age called the Anthropocene that reflects the impact of humankind on the planet. That raises the question, what will constitute the most salient feature of the Anthropocene in the fossil record? It's likely to be chicken bones, according to a study Caris Bennett from the UK's University of Leicester and her colleagues published last month in Royal Society Open Science. Humans eat a lot of chicken, which means a lot of chicken bones are being buried, and many of them are likely to survive in fossilised form. According to Bennett's paper, 65.8 billion chickens were slaughtered globally in 2016, and another 22.7 billion live birds await this fate today. The biomass of all poultry is 10 times greater than that of all wild birds put together. What's more, growth in the consumption of chicken is outpacing that of all other forms of livestock. Since 1961, annual production of chickens has soared from less than 10 million metric tons to more than 100 million metric tons in 2016. Chicken is the most commonly eaten meat worldwide, and their bones are components of household trash, says Bennett. Industrial broiler meat chicken farms are spread around the world, and chickens are also buried at these sites. We're not just eating a lot of poultry, we've also put our mark on the birds themselves. Since chicken consumption started taking off in the 1950s, the size and shape of the species, their skeleton, bone chemistry and genetics, have changed radically from their wild ancestors. The rapid growth of chicken's leg and breast muscle means that its organs, including the heart and liver, are proportionally smaller. We've shortened the lifespan of broiler chickens, which can no longer survive without intensive human intervention, the authors write. Because we engineered the species, and because it has become such a major feature of food consumption, it will be considered a marker of the Anthropocene, Bennett predicts. The significance of post-mid-20th century chicken is that it is the first really good example we have of what paleontologists call a morpho species. That is a distinctive kind of skeleton that can be identified as a fossil that appeared in the Anthropocene, i.e. post-1950, and in that time became hugely abundant pretty well around the world, she says. In the future, humans will find and use chickens as a marker or index species of our age. The age of chicken bones may be brief, however. Food producers such as Tyson and Purdue Farms are investing in plant-based replacements for chicken. People are looking for food that is better for the environment as well as their wallet, says Bennett. Times are changing.